Chapter 1. Samuel Adams and Paul Revere. The rebellion begins. The flame that would ignite the American Revolution was lit on a Thursday morning, February 22, 1770, when, according to the Boston Gazette, a barbarous murder was committed on the body of a young lad of about 11 years of age. Earlier that morning, Christopher Sider and a crowd of young men had marched defiantly through Boston's cobblestone streets to the merchant Theophilus Lilly's shop. In addition to a cart overflowing with rotten fruit, they carried painted papier-mâché figures of Lilly and three other importers who refused to respect the colonists' boycott on all British goods. As the protesters stained the shop windows with rubbish, the greatly despised customs collector, Ebenezer Richardson, tried to stop them. Richardson, described by the Gazette as a person of a most abandoned character, had been forced to leave the Massachusetts town of Woburn after impregnating his sister-in-law and blaming the local minister. Richardson tried to knock down the rioters' papier-mâché figures. When his attempt was thwarted, he threatened to blow a lane through this mob until finally retreating the 100 paces to his own home. The growing crowd, numbering as many as 60 boys, turned its whole attention to him. The morning was dark. More nasty words were exchanged. By the eternal God, Richardson swore, I will make it too hot for some of you before night. At first, only rubbish was thrown into Richardson's yard and was thrown back by Richardson and his wife, Kezia. But soon rocks were being hurled, and the Richardsons retreated into their secure home. Windows were shattered as the barrage grew in intensity. Seconds after an egg or a stone struck his wife, Ebenezer Richardson appeared defiantly at a second-story window, holding high a musket loaded with swan shot. He fired once. It was intended to be a warning, he later swore, but two boys were struck. Sammy Gore was wounded in both thighs and his hand, but would survive. Christopher Sider was hit in his breast and abdomen by 11 pieces of shot the bigness of large peas. The child fell, reported the Boston Evening Post, but was taken up and carried into an